Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from one of the brightest jazz pianists on the modern scene today. That was Christian Sands with the tune Crash off his latest 2020 CD, Be Water. This is his third recording for the Mack Avenue Music Group, establishing him as a forceful leader in composition and vision. With this latest release, Be Water, the music is akin to the element which has no form of its own, taking on the structure of whatever musical composition and performance in which it finds itself and is a universal necessity. On the CD, he reunited with some familiar friends, and it's a wonderful sound. This New Haven, Connecticut native is safely a young veteran of this jazz world of ours, and he began playing the piano at the age of 4. He was mentored by the legendary pianist Dr. Billy Taylor, and life took off from there. We caught up with him about his newest project and this pandemic world we are engulfed in, and he had some resoundingly true words to impart on jazz musicians out there. Have a listen.
The thing about jazz musicians, specifically those musicians, not to take away from anybody else, but they're very intelligent, and they're they represent people, you know, so and they're constantly reading, studying, you know, not only just the music books, but they're, you know, dealing with politics, dealing with the current affairs, dealing with technology, there's so many different types of people, religion. There's so many different types of people that play this music.
Always a pleasure to have Mr. Sands on the program. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town in the middle of the American map and square in the middle of jazz's history and lore, the home of the American Jazz Museum, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, taking and giving all the jazz we can give. Speaking of the legendary jazz pianist, composer, broadcaster, and an educator, Dr. Billy Taylor, let's listen to where it all began for Christian. Here's Dr. Taylor with the song Bird Brain off the CD The Very Best, 1945-49.
City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz Radio coming out of Lee Summit, Pat Metheny's hometown.
That was New York City guitarist and composer Ricardo Grilli with the song 1954 to 62 off his latest CD, 1962. He's gotten some serious acclaim as a modern guitarist, getting some great shout-outs from the New York Times, Downbeat, Jazz Times, All About Jazz, and so many others. He's performed with the likes of Chris Potter, Eric Harlan, Will Vinson, and many others, and we talked to him recently about his new work and having it come out during a pandemic, and he had some profound thoughts on the nature of improvisation.
It is really about dealing with the unexpected kind of every night. You know, it's like you said, we might even have the same framework, same songs that we might play, but it's never the same. It's all about that creation and improvisation, and I think we're deal with that now. Like, maybe this is a tune that none of us know, and we were going to have to play it by ear kind of and figure out how to get through it, you know.
Here's a saxophonist with some mileage and talent, and he spent some time with Ricardo, or the other way around. Here's Chris Cheek with the tune Siege off the 2008 album called A Girl Named Joe. I knew one of them.
I'm Benji Kaplan, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. And I am a jazz guitarist, composer, performer, arranger from New York City.
Is the well-rounded jazz musician Benji Kaplan at the Village Vanguard in 2017 with his goods, Charlando Sette Chorus. This cat does not put all of his eggs in one basket. He crafts his own brand of neoclassical Brazilian infused music that meets late romantic-inspired compositions and arrangements by the day and doubles by night as a quirky crooner who adorns his voice with lush voicings and harmonies from a nylon string guitar in a one-man show. He's talented, and we spoke to him as this COVID-19 world was really taking hold, and he talked about jazz as a blessing. Have a listen.
It's my greatest spiritual practice. It's like where I feel like I learn about life on a larger scale in that one place, you know? It's a discipline. Things I learn in music affect me and the rest of my life, and overall I think of it as a blessing, you know?
We stick in that Brazilian mode next here on the show, that whole bossa nova samba mixture. This is Simply Brazilian Jazz with Bossa Nuevo, circa 2015. Start to dance, kids.
I'm an Argentinian-born guitar player, living in Sweden since I was a kid, and now releasing a new album with my new septet. And you are listening to Neon Jazz Radio in Kansas City.
Thank you.
That was jazz musician and club owner Homero Alvarez with his septet. That was the 2020 tune Blanca. He is now based in Sweden and has had a prolific output as both a musician and businessman. This newest album features the finest cats on the Swedish jazz scene, and no pandemic was going to slow him down. He reached out to the show, and we were glad to talk to him this summer about this pandemic world and the importance of jazz. Have a listen.
It's a way of life, almost. I many times separate my part as a musician and the part as a composer, and at the same time, they go together. It's extremely creative. I don't know. It's my major feed, you say. It's difficult to explain, but it's what I do all the time. I mean,
in 2020, Venezuelan-born pianist and composer Edward Simon celebrates his illustrious three-decade career in music with some great tunes. This is the song Navigator off the collective called 25 Years as this jazzmobile moves on. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jorge Roder, double bass player from Lima, Peru, living in Brooklyn, New York. You're listening to Neon Jazz Radio in Kansas City.
That was the bassist originally from Lima, Peru, Jorge Roeder with the song Thing Thing off the 2020 CD El Suelo Mio. He has become renowned as one of the most versatile and expressive bass players in jazz today, combining a symphonic imagination with intimate lyricism of a folk musician. The aggressive energy of a raw rocker and the buoyant rhythmic sensibilities of his Afro-Peruvian roots. He ultimately conveys a wide spectrum of influences and a solid foundation. And when we caught up with him here at the show recently, he talked about his early go in the jazz arts. Have a listen.
Even though it was more present than I thought, I never really, when I was growing up, I never really expected that that would become the thing that I do until I was learning music and someone told me, like, if you really want to get good at what you're doing, playing bass, I was playing electric bass, I was playing rock, and I was playing cello, and I was playing classical music, you really need to learn jazz.
Off the debut album by legendary vibraphonist Gary Burton, this is off the 1961 LP New Vibe Man in Town with the song Like Someone in Love. This cat influenced Jorge and so many others out there, making jazz a very vibrant art form as this jazz show rolls on.
This is Fernando Huergo, bass player and composer. My new album, The Possibility of Change, is out on Next Level Records, and you're listening to Neon Jazz out of Kansas City. Enjoy. Thank you.
Was Argentinian bassist, composer, and educator Fernando Huergo with the title track off his 2020 CD, The Possibility of Change. We've kept these flavors brewing pretty well on this hour. So these days, he is based in Boston and has recorded over 140 albums, 11 as a leader. And we had a good talk with him about music in this pandemic world. He lamented the absence of live music. Have a listen.
I love traveling. I love playing. You know, yesterday we did, I played a concert, a live stream, and it felt so good, you know, to be next to a drummer and close to the piano player playing and reacting to each other's playing. And Julia was playing flute, so it's wonderful. So I miss that a lot. You know, as a bass player here in Boston, I work a lot with a lot of different people. I've never stopped working. This has been a really, really unique time in my life. So I really miss going to a gig, playing, sharing with music, with musicians. You know, that's what I miss the most.
And that echoes so many cats out there in the jazz world, but it will come back. Our final cut on the show comes from a new star in the world of jazz, Cuban-born drummer, composer, educator, and 2011 MacArthur Genius Fellow, Daphnis Prieto. Daphnis Prieto. It's a follow-up to his 2018 Grammy-winning big band album, Back to the Sunset. This is the tune Lazy Blues off the 2020 CD Transparency. Listen, thanks for tuning into our show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and both the man always in... and a man that is always and forever on a radio mission at the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out, let us know what's going on. We're always here. We love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, keep the arts alive, all of them, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.